Now, the Westminster Kennel Club show is the crufts of America, and it takes place, all of it, that is, in basically the centre of New York City, Midtown Manhattan. So where do they all stay, the dogs I'm talking about here? Well, one hotel in particular goes all out for the business, and Jerry Grimek, the official doggy concierge of Hotel Pennsylvania, he joins us now to explain how it works. Welcome to the programme. Jerry, first of all, how big a deal is the Westminster Kennel Show?
Well, good day, and I have to tell you, New York goes to the dogs during February when the Westminster Show is in town.
But, okay, I get that. Okay, fair enough. It's, in other words, it's all good fun, it's all great and that. But, like, what happens? Is it like the Kentucky Derby or something? Or what is it?
Well, here's the thing. The Westminster Show is the second longest running event behind the Kentucky Derby. Oh. And you can imagine, in the hotel here, we have 600 dogs staying with us over a course of a week or two.
Do you know, I mean, I'm just thinking of a movie I saw some years back. Do you remember the one we got about Doggy Hotel and the dogs in that hotel? I mean, seriously, is it like, I mean, come on. So, like, hold on. Is it held every single year?
Yes, this is an annual event. This was the 143rd year. And you are correct. That movie Dog Hotel, there was also Best in Show from a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's really based off this show.
Fantastic. I love Best in Show. Okay, so basically, like, do things change down through the years? Are there trends, if you like, in dog care? Do you have to adapt every year to the latest fads?
You are correct. We take our guests' feedback and adapt it every year to make it better, more ergonomic for the dogs, and easier for them because they're stressed. They're here just to get their dogs taken care of and get them to the show. So we have to change it every year, and we have some great, funny stories to share.
Well, hold on. Before you even share that, just in general, you have to change something, I presume, every single year, right? And there's an awful lot of rooms in the hotel. How many owners and people looking after the dogs are there as well?
Well, here's the thing. If we have 600 dogs, sometimes there's an owner and a handler.
Yeah.
We are New York's fourth largest hotel. We have 1,600 rooms. So you could imagine a majority of them are used just for dog show people.
And would you get, like, you know, masseuses, and would you get facials and swimming pools and all that kind of thing?
Well, I got to tell you, for the dogs, we go all out. We have a dog spa. It has his and her washroom, so everyone's happy. It has jogging dog treadmills, bathing tubs with bubble baths. It has grooming tables. And in the past, we've had a masseuse for the dogs and even a dog psychic.
Okay, hold on a second. A dog psychic. Fantastic. Get that person on the line right now. Okay, listen. New York is a very big city and a pretty cold one at this time of year, I presume, obviously, as well. So dogs from outside the Big Apple might be a bit freaked out. So do you do everything indoors? Is that the point?
You are correct. You could have snow, rain. We had snow this week, some slush. These are show dogs. Their hair and fur needs to be on its best performance and best look. So we do everything in the lower lobby of the hotel. We literally convert a convention space into a dog spa.
A dog spa. I mean, as you say, you must have 1,000 funny stories. Just give me one thing that might have happened that I'd go, what?
Well, there was one time an Italian dog apparently loves opera. So the owner wanted to calm it down before the show and wanted to get an opera singer in the hotel to serenade the dog.
Do you have telegraph poles or water hydrants? Because, you know, dogs like to pee against these things.
We have a number. I'm going to send you a photo. We have a number of red plastic fire hydrants in our dog spa, so they know where to go.
They know where to go, indeed. And you have fashion shows. You say you have dog parties. What happens at a dog party?
So what's interesting is because Fashion Week is in New York around this time, this and Westminster at the same time, so they came up with the pet fashion show. And during this pet fashion show, they showed doggy couture, doggy clothing. But what was interesting this year, we had a royal puptual, that's pup nuptial, wedding.
Right, okay. A royal puptial. Okay, that's really, I mean, I was thinking of the dog salon and the spa as one thing and the fashion shows and the parties. Seriously. By the way, how many dogs? How many did you say you have? About 600 dogs on site? Is that right for one show?
You are correct. About 600 dogs here.
And what types? Obviously, I'm sure it's every type, is it?
Because there's so many, a variety of breeds, over 60, 70 breeds at least, we have one of every kind here. And I have to tell you, we are one of the few hotels in New York to accept dogs of all sizes. So you will see a 5-pound Chihuahua up to a 300-pound St. Bernard.
Actually, what is the situation with your average New York hotel? Do they accept dogs?
Well, that's what's interesting. A few do. We at the Hotel Pennsylvania are pet-friendly year-round and do not have a size limit. Some will have a limit of 10 to 15 pounds. That's a very tiny dog.
Yeah, indeed. So 600 at any one given time. So, I mean, in 14 years, what's the most damage a dog or an owner has done to your rooms?
Well, I gotta tell you, these dogs are on their best behavior. They want to make sure they don't have any suspensions or any bad marks before the show. So they're on their best behavior. And I got to tell you, the worst we've seen is maybe a number one or number two accident, but that's about it.
I'm just thinking of the number one or number two accident. Is there somebody on call on site to, get rid of the number ones and the number twos, particularly the number twos?
Well, I have to tell you, we have been running these shows and managing the show for a number of years. Our staff, our cleaning crew, is ready and on site to assist when any kind of emergency comes up.
Well, Jerry, how did you end up in this role? 14 years.
I got to tell you, I handle public relations. And during these dog shows, it morphed into pooch relations and handling all these dogs and the paparazzi. I love my puns. And then all of a sudden, I morphed into the doggy concierge and started handling this because of my experience with it.
And the Hotel Pennsylvania, it's near Penn Station, which means it must be joined on somewhere or other to Madison Square Gardens, is it?
Oh, you are correct. We're literally across the street, and that's why we are the top host hotel for the Westminster Dog Show.
And does it take place in Madison Square Gardens?
The daytime takes place at the pier, which is a few blocks further away, but the nighttime main televised judging and the best in show winner is selected across the street from us at Madison Square Garden. So it's very convenient for people to get here when they're done at 11 p.m.
You see, when you say best in show, I can only think of the movie. And in the movie, the dogs were pretty well behaved, most of them. But the owners were absolutely insane.
They are a unique breed on their own, and we love to welcome them with open paws.
Right. So, and like, also, I would imagine that, you know, the travel, some would have to come maybe, you know, 400 or 500 or 600 miles in a car, and even more. Is that a factor taken into account?
Yes, it is. And we try to accommodate them as best as possible. And that's why we have these facilities on site, because the last thing they want to do is have to worry about getting dressed up and going outside when it's colder to worry about their dog. They have it all in the hotel. They could come downstairs in their pajamas if they want.
Are the rumors, like, are true that some people might be kind of superstitious in which rooms they end up in?
You're correct. Some people, it's like any sports athlete before a big game. If they have a streak or they need some luck, they will do something they like to do. Like, for example, stay at a room of a former winner, best in show winner. We hosted Uno the Beagle many years ago, and people call to this day asking for Uno's room.
Uno the Beagle, a former winner, I see. Okay, so and the opera singer was brought in and to serenade the Italian Spinoni or whatever it's called, and that worked out fine.
You are correct.
Is it true, though, the dogs can get pizza while they're there?
Yes, they can get, I find they want to eat lean, chicken sandwiches and spinach pizza. And from time to time, if they're in a difficult spot and they can't go outside, I've helped deliver it for them.
And I presume no onions, no chocolate on the burgers.
Yes, no onions and no chocolates for the dogs. It's not healthy for them, and we want to make sure that the owners know that. But they're a good breed. They know what their dog likes as well.
Yeah, well, then the show then that we're talking about, it's all wrapped up now. So do you need to clear all the dogs out, fumigate the place before Valentine's Day kind of stuff? Is that what you had to do in the last few days?
Well, it really leads into puppy love. So I have to tell you that dogs are going to be checking out today and tomorrow. They want to spend a little bit more time in the city. And what we do is, yes, we do a proper cleaning every year and get ready for the next group of people coming in for the next show.
Okay, well, good luck with that. And thanks so much for talking to us. The official doggy concierge of the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City, Jerry Grimek. Jerry, thanks a million for talking to us.
You're the best. Thank you so much. Have a great day.